Tim McNerney's making a beeline for the ladies' plus-size section at a thrift store in Edgartown.
Oh, okay, maybe for the gym?
He's on the hunt for a new outfit for someone he knows really well, Raina.
I don't think Coco Chanel ever designed anything for Raina's body type, but, you know, but she wishes she did.
Raina has a very specific style. Bright colors, loud prints, and a good long sleeve. Things that matter to both Tim and Raina.
So, things that have a high neckline because, you know, I'm a little lazy about shaving, so simplifies things a little bit.
Because that's Tim's drag name, Reina del Taco, Queen of the Tacos.
Oh, God, I have too much of that stuff, too.
When Tim and I go through his tiny closet at home, his work clothes take up half the space. He works at UPS, and Monday through Friday, he wears matching brown shorts and shirt. He calls them his boy clothes.
The rest of it is my boy stuff, but...
But these aren't the clothes he's excited to show me. Push a few of those hangers aside, and Reina's wardrobe can barely contain itself. Shimmery sequins, a glittery bolero, a flowy dress flecked with enormous raindrops.
And a blue belt, and the jacket is blue, the same color as the drops.
Before Reina, Tim was a teenager living in Los Angeles when he first realized he was gay.
I remember praying to God to make me feel attracted to women. I would always pick some a model or somebody. Who was it at the time? It was, I think, Elizabeth Hurley, I think, was like, oh God, what make me attracted to her? I would.
Tim was raised by a Mexican mother and an Irish father. He was also raised Pentecostal, so he spent middle and high school terrified of coming out. But then he went to college. He felt the freedom of living alone in New York City, started going out, tried alcohol for the first time. He stopped hiding. And it felt good. So he decided it was time to tell his parents the truth.
I invited them out to brunch, and I ordered them mimosas, which should have been their first clue. And they got very upset. You know, my mother, she, you know, ran out to the car crying. And then my father was like, see, look what you made your mother do.
That was on Sunday. On Tuesday, the pastor showed up.
So we gathered in the living room, and he laid his hands on my forehead. What I thought was going to be just a prayer turned into an exorcism.
Instead of love and acceptance, he was hung out to dry.
Rebuke the homosexual demons that have entered this young man's life. And he pushes my head back.
After graduation, Tim avoided home. He hopped around, moving from one city to another. A few years later, he created Reina. And everywhere he went, she became part of his travels. In Mexico, she was as traditional as his church-going aunts. In New York, glitter was more her thing. And now, in Martha's Vineyard, she's a little more conservative.
I'm thinking more librarian, I'm thinking more school teacher, I'm thinking more medical billing coordinator who works at Mount Sinai, his office on 34th and 6th, I don't know. but
a few years back, Reina was working at Drag Bingo. These days, Reina has a story hour for kids at a few libraries on Martha's Vineyard.
Is this the one that you like the most? Or?
Yeah, this is one of my favorites. It's called The Hairiest Pirate Who Ever Lived, Backbeard and the Birthday Suit.
And the book she picks focus on being okay with being different.
And it's about a really hairy pirate who tries on different clothes, and because he likes the way they look, and everyone makes fun of him, but he doesn't care. And
the pirate's outfit is a blazer imprinted with colorful triangles and wild green pants covered in confetti. It's an outfit that would make Reina proud.
But it's the best shade of red.
I asked him to read the book for me, but first he needed to get into character.
I use a little brush to scrape out what's left of this red Chanel. So
Tim's putting on makeup. With each lather of foundation, Tim disappears and Reina emerges.
But now that I'm Reina, I feel like I can do anything. I can be anyone. I can be a photographer, a politician. I can a delivery woman. So yes, I definitely feel a lot freer to be whatever I want. In town, Backbeard came to a small store. The window was filled with fancy clothes. Inside, a small...
Earlier, Tim told me he loved drag because he loved to disappear. But watching him read as Reina, he's less guarded.
Shiver me timbers, said Backbeard. I am a pirate.
He's not the guy pushing aside the typical brown UPS uniform. Instead, he's excited about all the possibilities, whether it's Reina picking bingo numbers or being a new kind of mother goose.
No, not at all, said the man.
For WCAI's Ways of Life, I'm Andrea Betanzos on Martha's Vineyard.
A pirate hat! Roared Backbeard. I'm afraid we don't have that.